So then, how did you transition from Pittsburgh back to where you started from?
Back to New York. Well, even though we really did have a wonderful time in Pittsburgh, it never felt like home. And so my husband and I really did not want to end up there. So we decided to come home. And when we came back, I actually really never intended to work full time. I wanted to do one pro I wanted to find a project to work on. And I was looking around and I talked to the Parks Commissioner, and I said I'd be happy to be on any boards or anybody needs some advice or consulting or whatever would be useful. But he called one day and he said, "Have you ever thought about working full time, really?" And I said, "No, I really don't want to, but what do you have in mind?" And so he told me about Freshkills, and I said I would go take a look at it. And actually, when he said Freshkills, I have to say it was sort of like, I mean, there was like this internal recognition, this internal like, the fact that my husband had been sanitation commissioner in the Lindsay administration, did you know
I
this?
did not know that.
There was something just really good karma about it. And when I went out to see it, I went out on one of the Parks Department tours. God, when did I go? The summer of spring. 2006, I guess. And it was I'll never forget, it was a misty morning, and we're driving up these hills. Pheasants are wandering around. God. It was just thrilling. I mean, it was like love at first sight. I mean, it was physical how much I wanted to do this project.
So I mean, you felt connected to this before
Totally.
you. That's really
I felt
neat.
connected to the place and I felt connected to what it's about, reusing land. I'd had a lot of experience in reusing land in Pittsburgh and
How did your husband feel about that since he was the
he thought it was
commissioner?
great.
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, does he support, I mean, I'm sure, but the redeveloping this land?
Sure. Yeah. I
That's
mean,
really cool that I mean, just everything full circle.
I know.
So what year did you join this team in?
Freshkills?
Yeah.
September 2006.
Okay. So the
Just
business had been
as
closed for 5 years.
it had been closed, and what had happened was there had been a 3-year planning process that had been led by the Department of City Planning with the landscape architecture firm of James Corner. And they led the planning process. And then when the master plan was issued, the project was given to the Parks Department to implement. And that's when the Parks Department started looking for an administrator.
Okay. So you weren't involved in choosing James
No, I was not.
Corner. Okay.
I was not.
Had they already started capping
Oh,
some of the.
sure.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Two of these mounds have been capped since 96, 97. And the agreement, it was closed since 2001, and the agreement to close it had happened a year or two before that. I don't remember right now the exact year when
I think it was in '96.
The agreement was made to close it.
I think it was in '96. Was this team assembled when you started, or
No.
were you hired and then the team was
I
assembled?
was hired and then the team was assembled. Although one person who's no longer with us had been the Department of City Planning person, a main Department of City Planning person involved in the planning process. His name is Michael Morella. And he's the person who just managed, I don't know if you're familiar with the city's waterfront plan they just issued. Well, Michael was the project manager for that. Michael had been working through the whole planning process, and then he came onto our team, to the team that I was assembling, to manage all of the environmental impact work, which had to happen, which took 2.5 years and several million dollars, $4.5 million actually. It's very expensive. there Michael and Carrie was a Department of City Planning hire. But then I pulled in Angelin, who's our architect, and then we began. We've had a position, a state-funded position, which was an outreach person who was do our tours and do the education program, the schools and whatnot, and we've had really terrific young people that we've hired them as a group. I mean, we do group interviews and all agree on candidate. I have a management philosophy which is very flat organization, lots of input from everybody. Since about 2000 and mid 2007-08, everybody's been involved in gathering the team. It's a tiny team.
Yeah, I noticed that when I walked in. You guys do a lot of work for a small team. I mean,
yes, we do. We're all really stretched and stressed.